Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Brought to you by Coors Light. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, so Tytus Howard yesterday started at left tackle. I mean, this guy has been moved around more than an Army brat.
Shout out to all the Army brats out there. Shout out to my mom. My dad, my aunts, uncles, all them. Shout out to my granddad, RIP.
Thank you for your Army service. Brat.
Yes, sir.
My mother was an Army brat as well. Tytus Howard at left tackle. This was David Culley talking about Wade Smith in for John Lopez. By the way, I'm Reaction Monday. Here's David Culley talking about Tytus Howard moving to left tackle.
Tytus is a very, very intelligent football player. You know, he can play multiple positions. You know, he's got very good football instincts. He's shown that he can go inside and outside and go left and go right. And obviously, he's a pretty good player, and we're able to do that with him.
See, this seemed like it was the original plan when he was first selected in 2019 that, you know, he was going to be your left tackle of the future. We heard about him playing right tackle when the quarterback was a lefty, protecting his blind side, and then moving to the left side when the quarterback was a righty. And that was what we thought it was going to be. However, we had the Matt Khalil experiment, the ghost of Matt Khalil at camp. We had the Laremy Tunsil trade, and we've seen Tytus Howard start at right tackle, left guard. They're moving him around quite a lot, and we finally got to see Tytus Howard at left tackle yesterday. Where exactly are we going with this? I know you haven't looked at the full tape, but what did you see from Tytus Howard, and what exactly are we doing here on the offensive line with Tytus Howard?
If you're trying to get me to give you an idea of what the plan is for Tytus Howard, I can't, because when I hear the head coach say that it's week to week, it's matchup to matchup where he's going to play, to me that's just bad ball when you're talking about an offensive lineman. To me, that doesn't make any damn sense. That doesn't compute in my brain. So I'm not going to try to figure that part out, what their plan is for him, because if it's week to week and matchup to matchup, that doesn't make any damn sense. That's not in the best interest of Tytus Howard. And so we'll figure out what it ends up being. But what they're saying and trying to put guys to that standard of, hey, 1 week you're going to play this, the next week you're going to play this based off the matchup, you're not doing something that's conducive to that particular player being successful. That's just bottom line. When you have really good football players, they play at a particular spot, and there's no question about, are they going to move here, are they going to move there? There's no question. But the problem is the Texans don't have good football players on the offensive side of the ball. So then that's when all of that, you know, matchups, they're either young and so they haven't came into how good they're going to be yet, or they're veteran guys that have a ceiling. There's a lot of things that are going on there as far as the players. And so that's when you get the, you know, matchups and week to week and all that. But that whole philosophy doesn't make any sense to me.
I want him to play left tackle from here on out, because I don't think Laremy Tunsil steps back on the field.
Right.
And I don't know if Laremy Tunsil's part of their long-term plans.
I don't think he is.
Laramie's too smart. He signed the short-term deal. He's too smart. I want to at least get a look at Tytus Howard at left tackle for the remainder of the year. I don't see any reason not to.
So two years ago, when it first popped up the idea of where he's going to play, to me, you know, he was playing right tackle, and then I was like, move him to left guard, because eventually Laremy Tunsil is going to be gone, and you can eventually move Tytus to left tackle. The move from left guard to left tackle, I think, is going to be a smoother transition than if he was at right tackle for 3-4 years and then you moved him to left. And that was the timeline, the way things were looking. The problem I had is Tytus Howard at left guard, a lot of the physical traits that he has and ability that he has, he didn't produce and play at the level that I felt like he could have at left guard.
Yeah.
And so it's almost like, well, put him at tackle because he struggled at guard, but he should have thrived at guard. That's a I have a problem with that part of it. Like him not being as aggressive and as
I mean, he really hasn't thrived at anything, if we're being honest.
No, I mean, he was okay at right tackle. I thought he was okay for his youth, like for his in his stage of development. I thought he did pretty good at right tackle.
Okay,
you know, early on in his career, I thought he did pretty good. Okay. But that doesn't mean that's the best spot for him long term. With all the different, the way that they were building the offensive line, it made a lot more sense to me to move him to left guard and put him next to Titus Howard. I mean, to put him next to Laremy Tunsil so he could learn the game from that side, seeing it left-handed. He didn't look, especially earlier in this year, he didn't look like a competent left guard. He struggled mightily.
Yeah.
And so, you know, how has he done since then? Like I said, it's hard to evaluate individual players when the people around you aren't very good. It's like it's very hard to evaluate. You like if you're on a good team and you're not good, it will show. You'd be like, oh, that's the weak link, right?
Yeah.
But if you're on a team that everybody is either average or below average,
yeah,
then it's just going to be a lot of inconsistency. Just it's inconsistency. You're going to see one minute, why the hell did he do that? And next minute, damn, he looked good. And that's the situation that the Texans have found themselves in because of the multiple bad decisions that got them to this place. Right, so him playing left tackle, I thought yesterday he played pretty decent. I thought the sack he gave up was just a bad sack. Like he was going against a defensive end,
moonwalking like Michael Jackson.
He was going against a defensive end that was a big guy that you could tell could never run around you, and he let him bull rush him. He was playing a little. It was earlier in the game, I believe. He was playing a little bit too light on his feet, And they didn't throw the ball that many times, so he had that many times to pass protect. But he was a little bit too light on his feet. Sit down and shut a big guy down like that. Like, make him run around.
I think he needs to play games in a tuxedo, honestly.
Why say that?
Because I feel like he's at a wedding. I feel like he's basically been at a wedding. I feel like he's at a wedding dance floor. He's playing right tackle. He's playing left guard, et cetera. I feel like Nick Caserio.
He's having to shake hands and kiss babies with everybody on offense.
What's the number one wedding song on the dance floor? This is what I think of when I think of Titus Howard. I think Nick Caserio, you know, you talk about what do you listen to before the game? I think Nick Caserio should drop a track for Titus Howard since they like to move him around too much. Let him play games in a tuxedo. Cause I feel like he's on a wedding dance floor every time you see the lineup and he's somewhere else.
It's called a Cupid shuffle. It don't matter if you're young.
Left tackle, Smitty. Left tackle.
What about it?
Rest of the year, left tackle.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I think that makes a lot of sense to let him play left tackle.
No more BS, left tackle.
This is what I feel like. The timeline of him being a left guard for a couple years while Laremy Tunsil was the left tackle, that, I think, is out the window. The fact that Laremy Tunsil got that surgery and he hasn't come back yet from it, to me, he's not.
David Culley said that Tunsil needed to learn to lift weights and if he was going to wear a cast or not.
I don't know what to say
about it. What does that mean?
It's hard for me to evaluate things that get said because they don't want to tell you the truth. They're not going to tell you the truth. They're habitual liars, and they're supposed to be. Like, you're not supposed to give away your trade secrets. You're just not supposed to. So for me to evaluate something that doesn't make any sense, that don't make any damn sense. But the evidence that I have is he's got an injury that he probably could have been back from now. Like, if the team was 7-4, you know what I mean? If the team was 7-3 or whatever it may be, he'd probably be back by now. But because they're 2-9, he's not going to come back. Why would he? Why should he? Well, you would say because he's getting paid to do a job, so on and so on and so forth.
Nah.
Hey, sometimes it is what it is. And that term is going to get used a lot over these next 6 weeks. There's going to be a lot of people that be like, hey, man, it is what it is. I'm going to go out and do my job, and, you know, whatever happens around me, I can't control that. I can only handle what I control. You have to compartmentalize things or you'll go crazy. If you really look at the big picture and see how messed up things are as a player, you'll go crazy. So you have to be able to just focus in, do my job, keep my head down. It's the best interest for you. It's the best interest for your future career. And it's also in the best interest of the organization that they have a bunch of guys that are just willing to put their head down and go to work. And that's probably the main reason why Justin Reed got shut down. Because apparently there was some kind of situation to where it wasn't, hey, I'm not He could have bit his tongue. He could have handled things differently, but he said he was completely honest, and that didn't work out for him. That's kind of where we are in the season. It's 2-9. 2-9 is 2-9. That means you're going to have a losing season.
Number two pick in the draft, baby.
Number two. Hey, the kid from Michigan looked good, man.
Yeah, he did.
That kid from Michigan, yeah, he's nice. Like J.J. Watt 2.0.
Oh, God, there it is. I knew it was coming.
What? Race car!
Can he be a Bosa?
That would be the same thing.
Give me the same thing.
It would be the same thing. Why would I not say J.J. Watt? J.J. Watt played for the Texans. I'm going to relate him back to people that the people listening care about. Nobody cares about Bosa.
That's what it is.
He kind of look like Clowney to me.
That's what it is. Yeah,
he don't look nothing like Clowney to me, homie.
Let's talk about the weekend of pigskin. Let's hear from David Coley on Justin Reed. And my goodness, Roll Tide and West Side. Bill O'Brien and Lincoln Riley break the internet. The hits are lit next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.